Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. We do it every evening at 7 o'clock, weekdays at 7. Saturdays, 10 to 1 is the weekly wrap. This is the Daily Wrap because it's weeknight. And this is Daily Wrap for Thursday. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You're listening to Live Financial Talk Radio.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, not all debt is created equal. You know, we were supposed to do that yesterday, got a lot of great calls, so we're going to start with that today. However, if you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. You can also reach out to us and float us a text message via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. That's what all the cool kids are doing anyway. Everything's an app, and we like it that way, and we have one.
It's all things app.
I'm waiting for Sean Hannity to go download the Hannity app and text me that way or call me that way. You know, if you want to call the show and you're listening for the number, like, oh, I just missed it. Is he going to say it again? You can get around that. You can download the app, and then there's the little tabs at the bottom. You do the contact one, and then it says call the show. You just hit that with your thumb. You don't even need to know numbers anymore. It is 2017. Knowing phone numbers is so 1998. Because Gregory and I, we've talked about this on the show before. How many phone numbers do you know right now? Literally, like, I know maybe six, and if you don't, and that's not counting the radio station phone numbers that I work for. But the number of personal phone numbers that I know, maybe six. That's it. Well, you don't even have to know ours. It's 2017. We'll drag you kicking and screaming. Heck, we've had this app for what, 3 years now? 2 years, 2015. We'll drag you kicking and screaming into 2015 at least. Download the app, and then one day you're going to have a financial situation. You're just going to get smacked upside the head with a money problem, and you're going to be glad you have that app on your phone because you can then turn on the radio, and you don't have to wait for the next time we say the number. You can just give us a call, and we'll get you some help. But old-fashioned way, maybe you still have a rotary phone that's on that little end table in the hallway next to the kitchen. 504-260-0995. Right after college, Gregory, I moved in with a few guys, and we rented a house in Dallas. And there was, in the hallway, there was a little cubby that looked like, I don't know, looked like an altar where you would pray to, like, a little Virgin Mary statue or something. What is with this cubby in this old house in the hallway? You know what it was? That's where they kept the phone. Apparently, back in old houses, there was only one phone jack and one phone, and it stayed in a central location, so it was in the middle of the house. So you could hear it if you were in a bedroom, in either one of the bedrooms, if you were in the kitchen or the living room, you could hear it. And the house, old houses had their own phone booths, kind of. Remember, did you see that?
Where was the main phone? The kitchen, typically?
They had cubbies that were built into the house. It was part of the house design. Yeah. This is the phone cubby. This is the phone booth.
Yeah, then we went from that period, okay, there's no phones. Now we have phones. Alexander Graham Bell, I believe, kept his at the boathouse. He didn't want to be bothered by it. Everybody calling him. And then it came to being in the house, in the cubby, or that one area, and it's no big deal. Then we went to a period, they're in every room of the house.
And that was a big deal when your older sister got to have a phone in her bedroom.
Yeah. So or, boys could call you know, her. In the main room, in the bedroom. You know, there's more convenience throughout the house. Or you're getting your own line in your room, or especially the sister. And now, there's no phone lines in the house.
Yeah.
Or there may be jacks, but you don't have one hooked up. I don't either.
Yeah. But boy, you were just singing my song there. I remember when my sister got her own line in her own room, and the problem was she'd always be on the phone. And even though they had invented call waiting, she wouldn't always click over when she was talking to one of her friends or some boy, so we'd miss phone calls that way. Oh, man, that was That is walk through memory lane.
She needed her own personal line.
She was on the phone a lot.
Oh.
That was the equivalent of today. You know how we're all staring in our phones, especially the kiddos?
Oh, back when I was a teenager, you know what would bend my mom out of shape? If you made a long-distance phone call.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot all about long-distance.
Yeah, because that's a whole separate bill. Yeah. That would get her bent out of shape.
Yes. If you would call my grandmother collect, she would decline the call and then call you back because it was cheaper. Seriously, that's how we would do it. If you wanted to talk to my grandma. Yeah. So that was the deal. She was nice. She would cover the cost of the call, but not collect because that's more expensive. Anyway, before we get started, let's go ahead and get to the phones here. Scott, Gulfport, Mississippi, you're first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Riggs. Looking forward to helping you, Scott. What can we do? Oh, Angie, you hit the wrong little button there. Are you going to have to run to the studio and hit it? See, that's the producer pickup symbol there. Hang on a second, Scott. I have a feeling Angie's about to fix this real quick. Go hit the button in the studio, Angie. You're going to have to run around that little wall. I'm picturing what she's doing right now. Running around, opening the door, diving over the table. Here comes the phone call. There it is. Told you. Scott in Gulfport, Mississippi. There we go. Now you're on Winning It Life with Gregory Riggs. And how can we help you, sir, finally?
Okay. I have... my wife and I have some money, some Roths with Scottrade. And what we were thinking about maybe is selling half of them and transferring over to a broker maybe after we, you know, discuss everything and we're happy with it. And what amounts, I assume you take any amount to speak of, I was thinking between 50 and 100,000.
As far as our firm?
Yes, sir. I mean, go ahead.
We can, subject to what's going on. There's a family I talked to the other day that had about $100,000, and they were spread among five accounts. All of them couldn't move, and then the others were kind of small, and it just really wasn't to their advantage, but the guidance and such that we gave them helped them going forward. It just wasn't what we have to do. We have to look out for you no matter what. You're like saying, Greg, you're passing on account. Yeah, sometimes I have to because it's not right for the client the way our charges and fees are set up. And then that's not necessarily fitting what they're trying to do. Doesn't mean we can't work together down the road. And that's something where we would, in your case, probably have a phone conversation and talk about the purpose of the money, what you're trying to do, where you're trying to go. There's questions that I want to ask you that I can't do so on the air, and because I don't want you to answer also. But that's why a good phone call or a video conference to do to explore those things to see if we can get you taken care of or give you the guidance that's going to get you to where you need to be. It doesn't necessarily 100% time. You got to work with us to get there, but we, from a fiduciary standpoint, we want to make sure we're giving you the best advice. It could work to answer your question, and if not, we're going to make sure you're getting what you need. You there,
and,
Scott?
I understand. I could probably call in maybe and talk to somebody in the office or staff maybe.
Absolutely. Here's typically what's going to call do. You're going to call 504-832-9200. Likely it's Kristen that answers the phone, and then she will put you with a service team member, or if everybody's tied up, can happen, we're going to get a call back to you and maybe even set you up a call with an actual advisor to go forward from that standpoint. And that's likely what's going to happen is you're going to get connected with an advisor or get a call back from one or have a phone appointment set to take care of this to make sure we're getting everything we need to give you the right advice, even over the phone.
Okay. Could you give me that phone number one more time?
Absolutely. It's 504 832-9200. And I commit, and you're talking about your 401k has Roth money?
I have, of course. I just, you know, I got with the latest upturn, which was helpful. I looked at the account and I could take maybe half of it out of each account and still keep some inside with Scottrade.
Okay. That would work, but we'll have a conversation with you about it and give you the absolute best guidance possible.
What would be the best time to call during the day?
The best times, because we're playing catch up early in the morning, but I'd say any time between 9 and 5.
Okay, 9 o'clock and 5. Okay, that sounds good.
And our goal is to give excellent customer service. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much, Scott. Listen, if you're looking for our phone number for the office as well, the same rules apply to the app. You know, if you wanted to write that down and you missed it, 504-832-9200. If you go to the app, you can, under the contact tab, call the office. There's call the show, call the office. Obviously, two different phone numbers.
And the website?
GregoryRicks.com. It really is that easy. And we did that on purpose. We wanted to make this easy for you. And, I've been trying to search for a proper metaphor because it comes up so often. You know, people with very little assets, very little to no assets, you know, there's a little prestige in being, on the Gregory Ricks and Associates team. I'm a client of that guy on the radio. That's pretty cool. But I try and explain to people, look, if you have a 500-square-foot apartment, you don't need a maid. You know, your efforts are better spent saving that money and either getting a bigger apartment or, for the love of God, maybe even getting in a house.
Yeah, and look, our objective is to give you the proper guidance, even if it's where it's not a fit to work with us, that maybe you should be on your own for a period, but we're going to tell you how to grow and transition to where then we're working together. I'm not going to go send you off to some other advisor or firm, because if you can be helped or we need to help you, we're going to. But we also need to make sure it's right for you as well.
Well, then every once in a while you get that cool little steerage moment where you point them in the right direction, and sometime later down the road they are in a better position to need some financial help.
It's like one of those meetings the other day. They're short on income for their retirement objective, and I didn't say, well, we can't work with you because you're short of income. Is, yeah, we can help you, but we have some homework to do. You've got to figure out what is your outflow. And then we'll get back together and we'll work through that, and we're going to get you taken care of.
All right. Financial situations, bring it on. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, perhaps it's time you came out to see Gregory Ricks live. James Parker here. It's a financial first date where you meet Gregory and find out if we're right for you. Come to Gregory Ricks live Wednesday, August 23rd, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. RSVP at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
That's where Greg's genius comes in, is just knowing to put professionals all in an environment to give the listeners of this show, and knowing that they have a platform and they can get questions.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I've been working in the construction field. I'm 51, don't really have a retirement. Where would someone like me start?
If you have filled up your 401k, you can put money into an IRA, and you can put up, since you're over 50, you can put up to $6,500 a year for yourself. You could go to a Roth as well.
What's the difference between a standard IRA and a Roth IRA?
Roth is after-tax dollars put in, but it grows tax-deferred and comes out tax-free, is what a Roth does, where an IRA is, could be, depending on your situation, could be pre-tax or after-tax, but grows tax-deferred and comes out taxable as ordinary income.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice cold beer.
Your wallet's favorite show, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, welcome back to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I'm your co-host, James Parker. What's up? I thought it was Friday this morning when I woke up. I'm like, yeah, man, week's almost over. Woo! Got through that one. Phone says Thursday.
Find out later.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah, there's a little ding. You have a conference call with Gregory Ricks at 10 a.m. No, that was yesterday. Oh, no, that's today. Come on now. All right, so it's Thursday. You know what that means? That means you've got two shows to get some financial advice before the weekend starts. 504-260-0995. You can send us a text message via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Why are you staring at your laptop? You got something in the inbox already?
No, I'm already, you know, if I'm on my computer, I'm probably looking at charts. And I was just looking at one we had looked at. Applied Materials is interesting. Don't do that. AMAT. It's AMAT is the ticker symbol, AMAT.
Do I need to go pull this up?
Okay. No, it's just kind of looking at where they are, some symmetry. They're kind of down a bit. But if you were to go to Google Finance, type in AMAT, and you can read a little bit of the news clip, some alpha stories and all, you kind of have to think, gosh, there's some optimism there. And then you've got to figure, is this a real buying opportunity? They've had great momentum for short term and long term. There's another thing I was looking at. Let me go to that. Let's see, where is it? I don't know if I have enough tabs open. We'll try it anyhow. I know James likes that, having lots of tabs open.
I think your record is 31. 31 tabs have been open in his browser before, y'all.
I'm not there today. It was off 0.07%, and aftermarket, it's slightly up. And that's kind of what we're looking for, is an upward move in it. But if you look at it year to date, it's up 32%. Then, let's see, what are we on 1 month? It's off 4%. Let's go to the last five trading days.
It's off 4%?
Yeah, and then last 7 days, it's off 7%. And that's, you know, something that kind of crossed our radar today.
No kidding.
And then reading some other articles and such, and seeing, gosh, some positive thoughts there you can have about the security. And then I'm looking at Southwest Airlines. Another one we can go look at year to date. Had a decent run-up. It's up 12.5% for the year. The one-month chart, it's down 9.6%.
What?
Yeah. And then the five-day chart is, it's just under off 1%, just under a percent there. And then what's this other one? JetBlue. Let me see. I remember looking at that, coming across that today as well. JBLU. And back to Southwest, it's LUV is the ticker symbol for that one. So as far as JetBlue over the past 5 days is off 5.6%, 1 month off 3.87%, year to date is up, was off 1.29%. So, you know, that is a totally different read than you had from Southwest Airlines there. So just kind of just thinking out loud here on some of these positions, and then we go back to one of our favorites. We talk about Fizz, National Beverage Company. For those back in the day, it was Shasta. Today, it's LaCroix. It's up 3.5%, 108.55. So the past 5 days, it's up 4.7%. Past month, it's up 16%. And I'll scare you with the year to date. 112%.
What? See, this is the genius of the guys that are tossed 100 ideas, right? And whoever the creative director over there is said, okay, out of all these flavors, one of them needs to be pamplemousse. Pamplemousse.
And it's going to really sell.
And everyone else in the room is like, I don't know what a pamplemousse is. And he's like, I don't either. Trust me on this one, though. This is going to sell. Our stock's going to double within 8 months if we release this. And he was right, Gregory. That's the genius, the guy who picks these ideas. Not the people who come up with them, the guys that sift through all the ideas and say, yes, the peach hyphen pear flavor that's never been tried before, and I'm hitching my wagon to that ox right there. All right, you're getting into the numbers.
I want to go through one more. I know okay. You're about to rush to the numbers.
Well, we can do Joe before the numbers.
Oh, well, I'll talk to Joe because I can do Under Armour when we come back.
Okay, we'll do the numbers.
I like Joe, I want to take his call.
Okay, if you want to join in on the number segment, GregoryRicks.com under the Winning at Life tab, you can pull up the numbers. Now we're going to go to the phones, 504-260-0995. Joe in Pass Christian, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, got some questions, I guess. Don't really know. It's about diversification or what to do when you're getting ready to get close to retirement. You save money, put some mutual funds, put it here, put it there. And then when you get close, what do you do with it? How do you handle all this stuff?
So, when you say close, is that inside of 5 years?
Well, let's say you're about 55 years old. And,
okay.
You know, 5 years.
What's retirement age?
As soon as possible.
So you're telling... go ahead.
Probably 59, 60.
Okay. You know you can't turn on Social Security if you're Social Security eligible. That's going to wait.
Yeah, kind of not.
So are you going to have a pension? You having a pension?
Well, I've been kind of self-employed, so...
Okay, self-employed. So you have retirement assets built up then?
Yes.
And how have you been investing?
Most of it's in mutual funds, some in stock, generally just single company stocks.
Okay.
And some in, you know, like I said, I've got my own business, so I've got some invested in my business. Got a little bit invested in real estate. But mostly what I'm looking at is in the mutual funds and stuff that's in stocks. I want to put it somewhere where it's going to be there. I don't need that risk anymore. Too much of it, I guess.
So how much money are we talking about, ballpark?
Maybe a little over a million.
Okay. You have plenty to diversify with. You're wanting to reduce or eliminate equities. And here's probably what you're looking for is some sort of balance overall. You know, if you're kind of looking at the Wall Street world, then that's kind of creating a balance between equities and bonds. Now, there are three worlds of money, the banking world, Wall Street world, and the insured money. And in the insured world, we're probably talking about fixed indexed annuities. If you're kind of saying, yeah, I want to get away from some risk, you can get some of the assets into that arena. And I kind of look at it as bond-like returns. But if I cover some of the information I got the other day, it's like you're like, wow, that for bond-like, that's pretty strong numbers. With that said, it can create balance, and we won't talk about big numbers, but you know, we want to look at it as bond-like and create that balance. So when you're within 5 years, that is part of why I asked that question, because I think it's a readjustment. We need to start shifting to, say, a retirement phase, and that we're not going to be aggressive with all the assets. So you may still keep some growth in income, some ETF sector / mutual funds, depending on who and how the assets are being directed. You might have some bond ETFs into the mix. I don't know about, you know, we have to get more drilled down further. Are we actually going to hold bonds? And then maybe you should have some bond-like tools into the mix as well. This is kind of more of a sit-down discussion. You have quite a bit of money. We have to figure out the purpose of the money. What are you trying to get to income-wise? And we kind of know this timeline goes to age 60, and then we're doing a retirement phase from thereafter. So you are looking at a reallocation of what you're doing and creating a different balance and reducing your risk exposure.
Got anything quick there, Joe?
Yeah. What about tax implications? How do you handle all of that stuff? Also,
is most of this IRA money?
About a third of it is.
Well, the IRA money is going to be taxable as ordinary income on distribution. If the rest is non-qualified, it's taxable on capital gains. We're making the assumption there, and
it depends on
how distributions are going. And that's something, once again, call the office. We have tax help there. We have financial advice, and we can tie all those things together. Jude Heath will help us on the tax side.
We're doing the numbers next. If you have a question, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
The Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority presents the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Back to School Family Health Expo. It's Saturday, August 12th at the Dryads YMCA, 10 until 2 o'clock. The day will include school supplies and health screenings. The D&D Youth Organization is a mentoring group that teaches using the discipline of boxing. Come to their fundraiser on August 19th featuring Greg Truchamp Davis. Go to dndyouth.org. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We're a very busy firm. It's kind of like going to a restaurant. What do you want to be, the only one dining in there for lunch? 20 tables and you and a couple other people are in there? Nah, I don't want to do that. I want it to be busy because I know the food's good and I'm getting high quality. And that's one thing about our firm is, you know, we're busy. We have appointments all day long, every day, multiple advisors. If you want more information about our services and fees, we have form ADV, and you can go to gregoryricks.com. Bottom of every page, there is a link for that. Or call the office, 504-832-9200.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Adopt U.S. Wise Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're dealing with somebody that just only handles fixed index annuities, you're probably dealing with a salesman and that's all you're going to get. Or if you go to the stock and mutual fund guy, you're probably dealing with another version of a salesman.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Everybody's mindset is to be a millionaire at retirement because of inflation and lost buying power. Remember, in 1974, a Big Mac cost 75 cents. Is that some inflation or what?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. This is how we roll. This
is how we do. We burning down the night. Welcome back. Winning at Life. Daily Wrap. Live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker Extraordinaire. I hear he's the bomb as it goes, but I'm the financial advisor as that goes too. 504. You can participate in the show. It's live radio now. 504-260-0995.
See, now when you say that, then I can't cut this up and use it, dear. Why does this sign keep falling down? This is like the cart on Ernest Goes to Camp.
I'm going to get me some Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, you are. You're going to get some of that flex tape, which is great. I went and saw our buddy Dwayne Stein today, and he had some of that flex tape in his car. And I was like, thank God for Dwayne Stein, because I've had this rowboat behind my house that I sawed in half, and I haven't been able to do anything with it for like a year.
Well, I know Dwayne, you know, he has this yacht that's sinking, and he told me he's not figuring out what to do, and I told him about the commercial flex tape, so he had recorded some show on Fox and watched back. He said, that's it.
Oh, and
I'm going to go dive in the water, put the flex tape on, he told me, and I'm going to pump it all out.
Well, here's the deal. I figured out what was wrong with his yacht. You know what he had on the bottom of his yacht was a screen door in the bottom. It happens, Gregory. It happens.
That flex fix.
Yeah, thank goodness. All right, to the phones we go. 504-260-0995. David in Biloxi. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Let's get you some help, David. What's up?
Hey guys, how are you all doing?
Great.
Good. Hey, this is an interesting question, and the fact the company I work for has changed their retirement savings plan, and they want to change it from an annuity-based platform to a mutual fund platform. And then there are questions as to, do you want to convert everything you have? Do you just want to do future earnings? And I'm just kind of wondering, what's your take on that?
Hang on. The sound dropped out. He wants to change from an annuity platform to a mutual fund platform.
What is company? What field is your company in, if you could tell us?
When you say which field?
Field of, you know, what arena does industry
medicine? Sorry, it's a hospital.
Medicine. Is it a nonprofit?
Yes.
Okay, this is making more sense then. You know, it's Yeah, I know of annuity-based retirement plans, but them now they're wanting to switch completely to and this would be another plan administrator, right?
Correct. They are they're offering to change. You can do both. You can do a percentage of whatever you do, but I guess they're kind of rolling this out as a new option for you.
Okay. So your question is, do I stick with annuities or add that to the mix?
Or change it all to mutual funds? Because I guess from the little bit that I know, it seems like the fees are higher for an annuity-based fund than a mutual fund.
Let me ask the question this way. Let's say the first name of the plan administrator you've been using starts with a T, and the second part of the name starts with a C. Would that be accurate?
T-C. Not that I know of. I can tell you we all work through a particular company that starts with the letter V. Does that make sense?
It does. One thing, if you stayed with what you're doing, and I don't know what the rules are, typically the annuities have, and it depends on, is it fixed annuities or variable? It's likely it's variable. So there's probably fees that you may not like in there. Variables typically are more expensive. The mutual funds may run less fees, but that's something you want to look into. And if it's variable, it's one risk arena switching to another risk arena. You might have more choices. Perhaps the expense ratios are lower. If the company you're with currently is fixed annuities, you possibly could see lower fees built in. You probably have guarantees in there. And if you go to mutual funds, you're taking on some risk there as well. So it depends on your age, what your risk tolerance is, and how much longer you're going to be working and putting money into retirement. It's a lot to cover, but that's some fundamental things I would be looking at to start with. Any other questions, David?
I'm sorry. I'm 47, and I have a moderate aggressive profile. I'm just trying to figure out whether one is more advantageous in principle over another, or I guess it's always just crunching the numbers and seeing.
Yeah, well, crunching the numbers, but I'd have to look at the statements of what you're doing and look at the plan proposal of the new plan. So your company's switching to the new plan, so you could stay where you're at.
Right.
One of the other options, if you stay with the old plan, can you roll that money over to an IRA, would be something to actually find out if that's an option as well. But I would have to look at how all the workings of both of these plans work and see how much money you have, where your goal is, what's your emergency savings. There's a bit of work to do here. So if you're doing this on your own, I would want to know what those expense comparisons are, what my risk is, and how can this get me to my financial goal.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. It's not a simple answer, which is unfortunately I needed to know.
Yeah, it depends.
Honestly, it never is, but we give some basic guidance to get you along that path. And if you need more help, want a conversation 101, call the office. It's on the office number's on the website, gregoryricks.com.
Thank you very much for your call there, David and Biloxi. Yeah, it really depends on what kind of annuities are we talking about, what kind of mutual funds would we be switching to. But I need to probe here. How'd you know it was a nonprofit?
Typically, you're only going to see a company plan that has annuities in it that typically is a nonprofit that happens. And that's why I give one of the more that you see more often starts, a T, and the second name starts with a C.
Okay.
We're not wanting to rain on anybody's parade. And I'm not saying it's a positive or negative. And then he mentioned another one that starts with a V. And, and that's just typically, I've been doing this a long time. I see this stuff every day, so I kind of know what's, so was no surprise that his answer was a nonprofit. It's just, you're not going to go in the private sector and see that. That is super rare in the private.
You know, I was thinking maybe this whole the impetus for this crossover would be the fiduciary rule.
What do you mean the crossover?
Because we've had other callers say they're changing our company plan, or they're calling me up from the brokerage house, or the guy who's handling my money called me and said, we got to move this, and kind of sounded like it was more related to the change in the fiduciary standards.
And it could be something that really comes down to fees, that the new plan has lower fees, for example, might be where the change is. Cost the company less, and it might be better for the plan participants, but we don't know the structure of those plan as far as risk. The new plan, thinking it's mutual funds and stuff, may have more options, but you may have a lot of options inside of it if it's a variable annuity. It's a lot to kind of look at. Now, if I had all the paperwork, probably wouldn't take long to look, but we could sit here and debate it for the rest of the show and still not come to a conclusion because we simply do not know. And that's where, like David and Biloxi, if what he'd like to do is call the office, what we could do is coordinate an advisor call and get some of that information data from him in advance and have a very constructive call that might not last all that long and get him headed in the right direction.
You want to do the numbers?
We're just trying to help.
Let's start this. The numbers.
The numbers.
All right, welcome to the numbers. This is where we look at what happened in the markets today, what happened to your money while you were out at work, and we update you on how it went. You can join along, GregoryRicks.com, under the Winning at Life tab. Go to the numbers. Mixed day on Wall Street, but it was still another history-making day for the Dow. It was up 9.86 points, even though it's just a 0.04% jump in the Dow Jones Industrial. That's still record territory, 22,026 points and 10 and change. S&P was down 0.2%. The NASDAQ was down 0.3%. The Russell 2000, the small caps, were down 0.5%. So really more red than green, but just enough to make history today. Leading the downturn, though, is those fangs. We'll get to that in a second. Treasury rates, 10-year treasuries.
2.223. We're showing them as flat, but that feels like a tick down. And I show on 30-year mortgages, it's actually a tick down. It's 3.93%.
I have gold 1269. So basically, and it's been basically flat for the last five trading days. It hasn't really come off that number much.
Earl, back above 49. Last was 49.03 per barrel.
All right, we'll talk about some individual stocks next. Financial Situations, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How about your traditional IRA and 401k? If your earnings are in the higher tax brackets, you can benefit from contributing to a traditional IRA or 401k. This reduces your income and eliminates capital gains as a result of trading inside the account.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our CPA, Jude Heath.
Well, tax season is what it is. Some folks come in and the tax year is already planned. On a going forward basis, there was some legislation that was put in that some of it can affect some of the listeners.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Have you set up a survivor or legacy plan? How are your assets looking long range? Do you have a plan if you move on how your assets are going to be managed? How are your assets going to move on to your beneficiaries or your spouse? Do you have a plan for that? And one of the things working with a financial advisor, if they have something like we do, the Total Wealth Authority, and we think it's something to work hand in hand with an estate planning attorney to make sure the assets are managed right and that they flow right, you may be able to get some help from a financial advisor if you do not have an estate or legacy plan.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Tell me what you want to hear.
Music for your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey there. This is Winning at Life. It's the Daily Wrap. We do it every evening live at 7 o'clock. We do it on Saturdays, the Weekly Wrap, 10 to 1. It's live financial talk radio. I know you've got a question, seeking a little help, a little guidance. If not, we've got plenty to fill there with. There's so much to talk about on money. The phone number is 504-260-0995.
All right, we're going to finish up with the numbers and go to the phones. If you want to go ahead and get in line, 504-260-0995. The FANG stocks were leading the downturn. I love that term. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. A lot of people throw Microsoft in there, too, but there's not a letter for it. And I think Yahoo should be included in that. However, Apple, down 1%. Google, down 0.7%. Amazon, down 0.9%. Facebook, down 0.4%. Microsoft, down 0.15%. It was not a pretty day for our FANGs, Gregory Ricks.
Well, what about that wannabe, Tesla? Wasn't that like up 6% today?
That's so crazy. I literally just added that to the short list on the break, and I didn't tell you. Go to the short list.
One of the wannabes, and yeah, they were up today because they didn't lose as much money as expected. But here's the thing. As they ramp up production on that new shiny S model, more cars they produce, the more money they lose.
Up 6.5% today, though.
Yeah, but they didn't lose as much as expected, so everything's good for the moment.
The buy. Yeah, that's a buy sign. Yeah, Netflix down 0.8% today. It was tough on the old NASDAQ there. All right, to the phones we go. This is going to be Josh in the Red Stick. You're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Josh?
Maybe questions. We're kind of torn here.
Hey, Josh, something's wrong with your phone there. Is it mashed up on your face? Or are you on a headset or something? What's going on?
Well, can you hear me now?
Yeah, it just sounded like you were talking through like a blanket or something.
Oh, yeah, I was. Well, it was all smells up against my face.
All right, well, let's try this again without your face. Josh, okay. Baton Rouge, you're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Sans face.
I'm torn here between what I think is the best thing to do. I invest money into a simple IRA and a Roth IRA with the company that I work for. But I don't know if I should continue paying off my mortgage or if I should invest that money. I'm paying $300 extra a month to pay off my 15-year mortgage, which is at 3%. Or I don't know if I should invest that into my Roth or my simple. My financial advisor told me that I should probably invest it because I could get a higher rate of return than my 3%. But the fantasy of not having a mortgage. It sounds really good, but I don't know if I should just work on
what's
doing
your
that.
Age?
If I should.
What's 25. Your age, Josh? 25?
I'm 25. Yeah.
So this amortization of accelerating your mortgage, how many more years would it take to pay it off at the pace you're going?
The calculators that I've done online, probably it's like maybe 9 more years.
You really like this house? You going to be there a while?
Plan on it.
Love your neighborhood?
It's all
be
right.
There a while?
Man, okay. You're already 25 and you're in your permanent home.
You know, you're talking about 34 that the mortgage is gone and you're where you want to be. The market is risk. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't foresee myself going anywhere because of the opportunity with that.
I know. We have to look at now and knowing going forward, you're guaranteeing yourself 3% on that money on those mortgage payments. You have emergency money? Josh, you have emergency money?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, good. I'm kind of leaning towards you accelerating that mortgage. Imagine what you can put away and do without a mortgage payment and directing it towards investing. You have to think about that. You can make money and you might not make money because it is kind of risk correlated. Everybody loves this shiny market where it goes up, but you are putting money already in the market because you're putting money, I assume, in the 401k traditional and Roth that you're doing.
Right.
So if this kind of creates that balance, I'm going to probably lean towards paying off that house. Love one with no mortgage. It's like change your life.
Yeah, and if you think it'd help your investments to put $300 of your house payment toward them now, wait till you're 34 and you can put 100% of that old house payment toward your simple or your Roth.
Right. But yeah. which was the way that I thought, but because I was tied between the having the more money in my investment accounts for a longer period of time or the focusing on paying it off.
That's like, assuming like, you're going to keep getting market returns like we've had recently for a long time. And the money you've got there is going to grow and do. So here's where you have to work out the math. You're torn between each. I'm kind of in the scenario you've given me information of. I'm kind of leaning towards the mortgage because you are putting money away in the market and there's a guarantee here. It kind of creates that balance.
It sounds like to me the only way you'll come out ahead by diverting that money away from your mortgage, you're banking on the hopes that we don't have a downturn in the next 9 years.
Yeah.
Because
that's part of it.
Yeah, because that will flay your math.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, so you're creating balance between growth and some conservative investing, you're investing in your mortgage.
There you go. How do you like that, Josh?
That sounds all right.
Okay. Hopefully this...
I mean, there's always like little... a balance between, it's like I could do a little bit of each, but I mean, like I'm not a psychic, so I mean, obviously I can't predict what's going to happen.
None of us are. That's why we want some balance.
Yeah, and I don't even think you necessarily got some bad advice. Just a different opinion. Just a different look. Call us back next time you have an issue, Josh. I'm glad you thought of us this time. We are honored to have the discussion. And if you want to be next, 504-260-0995. And look, this is perfect. This is it's one thing to pay off your mortgage. What about if it was different debt? Because, you know, we had this discussion a couple of days ago how not all debt is created equal. If he was looking at, like, the big debt hanging over his head was credit cards, you wouldn't even hesitate. You'd be like, knock out that credit card debt first, especially if you have something like a 17% interest rate on those nasty old cards.
Hate expensive credit cards. That is like no brain. But still, it's not a simple answer. You go, well, just pay off the credit cards. You might want to accelerate credit cards. You still need to maintain emergency savings, and you probably should maintain for the future. So once again, trying to get to balance. And I had a different discussion today with somebody that came in, pretty good pile of money, and about to retire, worrying about debt and stuff. So paying off some bills, paying off a car, taking care of final plans. You know, when you move on from Earth, not going to the moon, I mean, you know, we're moving on. And take that burden off the kids. And that was some things I was okay with because we still have quite a bit of emergency money. And it's going to help her sleep at night.
All right. So, Gregory, I was doing a fun little exercise, and you'll probably laugh at this because you're the expert and I'm the novice here. But I was trying to rank debt from worst to best. Like,
how'd that go for you?
Well, here's my attempt. Number one would be credit cards. That's the worst debt you could possibly have hanging over your head. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, it doesn't matter. A couple of reasons. The interest rate's always horrible. Two, there's no assets underlying the debt. So, you know, you can bail out of a car or a house if you really need to. You'll never be able to bail out a credit card debt. You're just going to have to eat it. And then my number two was student loan debt. It has a better interest rate, but it follows you to the ends of the earth. I put child support under that. Technically, it's not a debt, but it's something you owe. It's a payment
you owe.
It's
an obligation.
And only because not only will it follow you to the ends of the earth, it will follow you to the moon if you go there, too. Isn't that one of these debts that just can't be expunged anywhere you go or payments that can't be
expunged? Child support?
Yeah.
It will pierce anything if you neglect it.
Right. So that might even that was my toughest decision. I was thinking about putting that one at number two. But I would put under that a car payment, even though it's an acceptable form of debt, primarily because there's an underlying asset there and you don't necessarily have to be underwater. But it's something that's dangerous because it's maybe the easiest thing to overbuy. And plus, the car kind of can double as a status symbol. We see a lot of people overbuying. And the good thing about it, interest rates are low. You can sell the car if you get in a bind. Bad part about it is if you get a new car, you're guaranteed to be underwater on day one. The most acceptable form of debt I put was mortgage. That was my least disgusting form of debt. Now, it would have to be a fixed is better than adjustable, right?
Right.
Both of them are better than HELOCs, but that was my ranking. How do you think I scored? A, B, C?
B.
All right.
Pushing an A.
Your home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
The Cakes Game of the Week.